Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a file of greeting cards in my home for various occasions that I keep in case I should ever remember to send one. A few of them are notes of encouragement, which are meant to offer cheer in a hard time. I have one that says, "There's something wonderful about our relationship, and on the inside, I think it's you." Another says, "I just wanted to brighten your day. You've brightened so many of mine." And then there's a short and simple one: "Life is tough, but so are you." Have you ever received a letter of encouragement at just the right time? A note of remembrance from someone that makes you feel better before you even open it? And then the words inside are just what you needed at that moment. Have you ever sent such a card just to cheer someone up that you know might be struggling? That's what Paul did in his letter to the Thessalonians. He had heard about the persecutions that they were facing. In fact, he remembered being in Thessalonica and telling them about Jesus and starting up the Christian community there. But after only 3 weeks, they were dragged in front of the magistrate and he had to leave the city. Thessalonica was an important city. It's a seaport on the Aegean Sea, and it was the capital of the Roman region of Macedonia. Perhaps that's why the people there were especially sensitive to the idea that some residents of the city might follow a new Lord and Master. That's why an accusation of turning the world upside down by following different practices and having different loyalty seemed like such a threat to them. They were a core city for the Roman Empire. Now, Paul has moved on. He's preaching and teaching and forming communities in new and far-flung places. But the believers in Thessalonica are still there. They're still facing the suspicion of their neighbors, facing the accusations of divided loyalty and not being Roman enough. And so Paul writes to them. He writes as their pastor, the one who first told them about Jesus and who still remembers them and holds them in prayer. He writes to offer encouragement in a number of specific ways. First, he reminds them that they are not alone. They are remembered and even admired by the wider Christian community. Their steadfastness in faith has become a model and inspiration for other Christians, including Paul himself. I don't know about you, but I know that when I feel like I am barely holding it together, it's really nice when other people tell me that they see fortitude in me. It's nice to hear that sort of encouragement. You've heard me say it before. One of the roles of Christian community is to support one another in our faith. When anyone is doubting or struggling, they can look to the faith of others in the community to carry them along. That's something that we do for one another in our church as we gather week after week, year after year. As we form close relationships with one another and we come to depend on one another for encouragement and inspiration. You can see that as we gather before worship for these Zoom meetings, and then afterwards, it's hard for people to tear themselves away as we just check in with one another just to hear how everyone is doing. That's one thing that Paul is reminding the Thessalonians. They are not in this alone. Another thing Paul reminds them of is gratitude. First, Paul says that he is grateful for them, for their friendship and their witness. And then he reminds them of their gratitude and joy when they first heard the good news of the gospel. He invites them to remember that time when he was with them and when they first knew the story of Jesus. Can you remember a time when you first began to understand God's great love for you? When you first heard the gospel, not just with your mind, but in your heart. When you first experienced, or a time when you especially experienced God's love active in your life. Think about such a time, what that means to you, the kind of gratitude that can rise up in you. Paul invites the people of Thessalonica into that remembrance, and therefore into gratitude and hope. Which brings us to that last thing. Paul writes to recenter the Thessalonians on the God who has brought them this far and will never let them go. He writes, "For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that God has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction." Or as Eugene Peterson says it in The Message, "It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions." Paul is writing to reassure the believers in Thessalonica that their struggles do not mean that God is not with them. Jesus has promised to be with the believers whenever they gather in his name, whenever they reach out in prayer or in need. I have another card in my file. On the front it says, "God is good all the time." And inside it says, "All the time, God is good." I'd like to write that card, and I would say, "Dear beloved people of God at All Saints in Albuquerque, dear people of God who join us for worship and find us online, I am so very grateful for you. I am grateful for your faith and your faithfulness, for your courage and the way that you love to sing and to laugh. I am grateful for your smiles in these challenging times. Remember, my friends, that God is with us. On the days when you feel lonely or isolated, remember that you are God's beloved. On the days when you feel anxious or afraid, remember that you are held in God's hand. On the days when you feel restless or sad or like you just can't keep on like this, the Spirit of the living God is with you to give you courage and peace. We hope not in ourselves or in our country or in our work or in our economy, but we hope in our God, who brings life where there is no life and makes a way where there is no way. Beloved friends, take heart. We are in this together, and we are gifted to be light for the world in this gray time. God is good all the time. Thanks be to God. Amen.